ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। इफ ए क्वेश्चन इज आस्क्ड एज टू वेदर इज देयर सम मेजरमेंट थ्रू विच वी कैन फाइंड आउट आवर प्रोग्रेस इन स्पिरिचुअलिटी, इज सम वे आउट, is some measurement, some yardstick through which we can find out whether we are developing spiritually or not, then the answer is yes, there is a yardstick for that. The yardstick is your behavior in the world. Whether you are developing internally or not will be decided by your behavior externally. That is the yardstick. How you respond to the situations around you, that will decide how much spiritually you developed you are. How you react to others, particularly in those situations which you dislike, that is the yardstick. What is your behavior with those whom you don't like? There it will be decided how much spiritually you are developed. And in this connection, we have to consider an important subject, the subject of rights and duties. As we all know, the social life, the social fabric in every country depends upon the balance between rights and duties. We all have some rights and we have duties also. They go together. Rights and duties are correlative to each other. No rights without duties, and no duties also without rights. They say like this. Now, if we take up this thing, this question of rights and duties, it will be found out that there are many people, quite a large number of people in the world, who do not care about their duties, are more concerned with their rights, always crying for their rights. A person who cries more for the rights and does not care for duties is very little developed from inside. This is the symptom of a less developed person. Caring more for rights and not caring for the duties. Caring for the rights means the person wants more and more from others, does not want to give anything to others. If possible, he or she would like that nothing should be done for others, everybody should do for himself or herself, for him or her. A person putting emphasis only on rights. A person caring for rights only, on rights only, means wants to grab things, to be possessive of others, wants others to serve him, individuals as well as the society. So much so that such people perform their duties under compulsion. Only those duties which they cannot avoid, they have to perform, only those duties they perform, because their existence will not be there without performance of the duties. In the office, for example, they try to do the minimum, because without that minimum, perhaps they will be thrown out of the job. In the house also, everywhere, that is the attitude. People who have criminal tendencies, who are on a very low rung of evolution as human beings, they have no concern at all about their duties. They encroach upon the rights of others. That is nothing but crime. Not caring at all for others' rights. Simply encroaching upon the rights of others. Having no conscience. This is the state of those people who commit crimes, the offenders. Then there are those people whom we call as good citizens. In every country, they say that they have some rights. Without them, life cannot go on. But they have to do their duty also. They are mindful of their duties. They care for their duties, but they care in the same manner about their rights also. Then there is a balance between rights and duties. Social life generally runs through that balance. Now is the third category of people who want to evolve spiritually. In their lives, duties start assuming greater place than rights. In them starts developing this attitude that here on this earth I am to perform my duty without caring what rights I get. I am born to serve others. And if at all I want the defense of my rights, I want their defense also for the protection of the situations in which I can perform my duty. Caring for rights even from the angle of performance of duty. So duty assumes the greatest importance in the lives of those people who want to evolve spiritually. Everywhere, maybe in the office or in the farm, and more particularly in the family. I have married somebody, it is my duty now to serve that person, without caring whether that another person also performs his or her duty towards me or not. I am not concerned with it. I have to do my duty. Because without performing my duty, I cannot evolve spiritually. As I said the other day, one mark of spiritual development is to become detached. Detachment must come. And detachment comes through performance of duty. This is a point to understand. If you have performed your duties perfectly regarding some person, ultimately you become detached. All attachment goes away. It happens. So, because I want to develop, therefore I am concerned only with my duty. So much so that a stage comes in the life of a person who wants nothing but self-realization, that the person starts thinking, I have no right at all. All duties. No right even to exist physically. Why? It's nothing. It's not a question of my right that I am living. It is God's grace that He is giving me an opportunity that I am living. Can I claim my right to God that I live for 5 months more? How can I claim? It is His grace that this breath is going in and coming out. and what we call as living process, it is going on. It is grace. This attitude develops. Every day it is the grace of God that I am here on this earth. Any day this story may come to an end. It is coming to an end every day in the lives of thousands of people. And it is sufficient. I am getting my bread and my clothes and a place somewhere to live in. It's enough. Why not to have the opportunity of serving others and thus getting purified and then know my true self? This becomes the attitude. This attitude of doing duty develops even in such a manner that when I wash my body or I put on my clothes, I do my duty towards my body. I have been given a body, it's my duty to look after it. So I'm feeding it, I'm washing it. I'm separate from the body. I don't depend upon the body also. The body depends upon me. I means the universal truth, existence as such. So I am taking care of the body. It is an instrument of service to others. This attitude develops. This becomes the attitude, and this must become the attitude of those who want to develop spiritually. Everywhere importance, more importance is to be given to duty. What is my duty? Go on asking this question in every situation. What is my duty now? I have married this lady or this man. Is it not my duty to serve him or her more and more without caring whether that person serves me or not? I have to do my duty. The more we want from others, the more we become closed, limited, narrow-minded. The more we are ready to give to others, the more we become open, large-hearted, kind-hearted. And the larger we are, the nearer to God we are. And when we have no limitations and no limits, we are one with the infinite. Something like that happens. It is a continuous process of enlargement, of expansion of the inner self.